In some, or those who live to be very old, they always believe that the young boys are still alive. And it so happened. Somewhere around 40 years later, in the same camping grounds, the same time in summer, the same day maybe, all of a sudden they were camping there, those group of people, they saw strangers, human. Three of them appeared under the distant horizon in the same direction where the three young men have disappeared 40 years ago. There came three men. Everybody, young people, all excited. This is strangers, strangers coming. And of course, the elders were sort of wary. They said, they instructed the young boys, young people, to run to the side, a far, quiet distance, to see if it's only three people or maybe a line of people. Maybe the line of warriors, the killers, who usually attack them in summer. But they did. They said, no, it's only three. And they came very, as if they're just returning home. And they said, they are young men, yeah. But they didn't know about anything. The boy, the young people who watch. The elders were inside, and then one of the lady who had lived when the boys left in that same area, she decided, let me look. She went outside, she had her children, she got her husband, and then she looked exactly the same distance where the boys went. There, exactly the same kind of day. In the afternoon, there came the three men, and she stood there for a long time, thinking about those boys who disappeared in that horizon. They're the same kind of way they used to walk. And then soon, while she was staring transfixed and in trance, she yelled to her friend, says, come out and look. Look at what I saw. And then by the time the other people came out, she already fainted. She was laying on the ground. And then the others came out and see those young men coming closer and closer. The other woman began to scream and says, it is them, it is three boys. And the three boys came, the same age as they were when they left, same appearance, same nature, happy, cool, lucky sort of young men, and they came. And at the same time, people who have seen them left long time ago, now old, they are now have families of their own, they got their own children. And they just stood there with an open mouth, wondering what happened. And the young man says, what's wrong? What's wrong with you guys? Why do you stare? And they say, what's wrong with the lady that is laying in the ground? So they couldn't say anything. They just simply went to touch them. And they said, it is you. And they said, yes, yes, what's wrong? So they said, don't you know? They said, no, what? Yes, you were gone 40 years ago, and you returned, and you didn't get old. And look at us. We were at the same age when you left. I am so and so, they said, the man. And the girl that passed out, you know, opened her eyes, and she could only say a word of the young boy that she knew. And then that's when those three young men began to recognize what happened. They also began to be astonished what has happened to them, whatever happened. So they got in and sit around other people and tell their stories. And they said, we went hunting this morning, and we went as we were traveling. We come into this distant place where it was totally different than the land that we hunted, but it's much more pleasant, and we just went there for a short while. We travel places here and there instantly as we want to go, and we decided to return. And we thought that we were going to let you know about this place as we return, just as the afternoon were on. And Their stories were so fascinating that nobody could understand. And those who were left behind, they just simply couldn't understand what happened.